Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Horvath in for Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman in his usual spot. It's Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. If you're on the phone lines, stay there. We welcome in now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Eric Name.
Hey, Namesy.
Guys.
I know.
Names.
I'm sorry you had to sit through that, man.
Names. I mean, when I hear that and I hear some of these hot take artists make statements about Giannis and an all-star game, my head wants to explode. I don't get it. I mean, Namesy, you see him play every game up front, okay? Some of these guys who saw Giannis maybe play twice this season, including the all-star game, are making statements like this, and they're ridiculous. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real shame because I think there is something useful to actually talk about with all of this. Like, I think this is the conversation we had with LeBron for, I mean, it feels like the first entire half of his career, I guess, now that he's in year 15, it felt like the first like 8 or 9 years of his career we had this conversation but with LeBron about, in the clutch, he just makes the right play. He doesn't look for a shot. And, you know, it's interesting that, on a weekend in a month that we've talked a lot about Kobe Bryant, I think for all of the positives that Kobe left in the game and all the great ways that he impacted it, the worst way that he impacted the game was this belief that the only way to win a basketball game is to take a million shots, that the only way you can win in the clutch is you take the shots, you don't pass. When Kobe had those thoughts, it didn't matter if he was triple teamed, it was going up. Like, that's just how he was. And that became something that everyone started to fetishize. And, this is how you play in those situations. And it was just wrong. And I thought, I guess maybe I hoped that seeing LeBron win would let everyone know, hey, you don't have to do it that way. You can make the right play. You can play to the game plan. You can do what you want. You can do the right thing and play the right way. But instead, Giannis takes two shots in the fourth quarter. He doesn't score in the fourth quarter, and now all of a sudden it's an indictment on him and, what he can do. And, it's just really silly because he said exactly what their plan was after the game. They wanted to attack James Harden. That was their goal, and that's what they were going to do. And, to say that he didn't create for others, it's all just ridiculous. Did I black out when Kemba Walker had a wide-open three because of him that he missed? Did I miss that? Was that something I wasn't paying attention to? Did I miss when he threw the ball ahead to Kemba Walker on the right side so that they could initiate a side pick and roll against a defense in transition and Kemba Walker biffed a layup? Did I miss that? Or, I don't understand what it's supposed to be. If everyone, I don't like the, I'm not trying to throw it all on Kemba Walker, but there was two very easy shots that he had. He had a wide open three, he had a wide open layup, and he missed both of them. You get those 5 points early in the fourth quarter, and maybe they're closing this game out with ease, and you're not all that concerned about the end of this. So, I do think it is interesting that, in late game situations, Giannis is going to have to work hard against that wall, and Giannis is going to have to find a way to break it down. And I wish we could have a more nuanced conversation about that, because I actually think there is something interesting to be said there, but all the hot take artists have hopped in and said that he can't get it done in the clutch, which has been proved false again and again and again and again and again. And they say he doesn't have any answer for when the wall gets set up, but he hit a bunch of fadeaways this year. He's hit a bunch of turnaround jumpers. He's hit a bunch of hook shots. He's gone to the basket. He's gotten to the foul line. All of those things still happen. So I'm I'm disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Like, I thought we were better than this, and I should have known that we're not.
Right, and I get it because it's the All-Star game, so you're focusing on the offensive side of the ball. But people forget also, and I thought you did a great job detailing this in your latest piece, that LeBron James scored 4 of the 17 points his team needed to close out that game. They played 25 straight minutes. Why isn't anybody talking about what Giannis did on the defensive side when LeBron goes 1 of 7 from the floor? I feel like we're overblowing the offensive end when we should be talking about how he should be Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in the same season.
Well, I mean, that would require a little bit of effort.
Right.
That would require us to, you know, actually watch the game and discuss it with a little bit more nuance. That would be difficult, Orvi. So that's just not something anyone wants to do. And, yeah, I mean, he was unbelievable. He was absolutely unbelievable. The game plan was to switch, and a bunch of times he said, no, we're not switching, and just cover LeBron. There was times when he had a switch on James Harden. He did all of those things, and, I mean, he was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. Like, we haven't seen someone treat LeBron James like that.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I can't. There's no comparable. There's no comp for what he did. Like, no matter which play you want to take, if you want to take the fadeaway where LeBron thinks he's going to shimmy and get it, can't, puts his shoulder into Giannis. Giannis doesn't really move because Giannis is as big as LeBron, and then Giannis swats it. If you want to do the three-pointer that LeBron jacked up because he tried to step back and Giannis was all over it, and then he tried to pump fake and draw a foul, that was ridiculous. Like, if you want to, like, those two plays on by themselves would have been ridiculous, and then Giannis throws in this insane block that doesn't make any sense. The LeBron left it 3 centimeters away from the backboard, and somehow in that millisecond of time, Giannis is there. It doesn't get called for goaltending. Like, you just put all these things together, and it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Like, all the plays that were made during that fourth quarter, the only ones you remember are Giannis plays.
You know, well, Harvey and I were talking earlier about, and I do think players like Charles Barkley are unfairly, you know, they're a charge because he never won an NBA championship, okay? But, I mean, that doesn't take away from it. Shouldn't, that he was a great player. But with this Giannis thing, you know, they're so good right now. They're 46-8. Anything less, I think, if you bow out in a conference finals, someone's got to pay the price for that because this team cannot for a second year in a row fail to get to the conference, the NBA Finals, especially with this record and how dominating they've been this year, Namesy.
No, I agree. It would be a disappointment not to be there. So I think everyone in the organization understands that, and that's what they've been working for this entire season. And, yeah, I mean, if it doesn't happen, if they do bow out to an Eastern Conference team, I do think the narratives will get even more out of control about Giannis and what he is and whether or not he can close and all of those things. Like, all of that will happen to an even greater extent this summer if they don't get to the NBA Finals. And even if they do get to the NBA Finals, there will be some thought that Giannis can't win the big one or whatever it may be. Like, those things kind of come hand in hand with what happens in this league. Like, this is what expected of truly great basketball players. So Giannis will be no different. So yeah, I agree. It is title or bust here in Milwaukee, and I think the entire organization recognizes it, and I think in many ways embraces that challenge.
Eric, you brought up Giannis kind of taking a shot at James Harden, saying whoever he was guarding, that's who we were going to get the ball to. But he continues to kind of take these little shots at James Harden. Is that like a friendly rivalry because of the MVP? Or I feel like Giannis really hates James Harden for some reason. What's behind that?
There's nothing friendly about it. I think Giannis was sick and tired of Harden complaining the entire summer about how he won the MVP. And, you know, the only reason he didn't win is because he doesn't play nice or whatever things that James Harden, you know, created in his head. Right. So Giannis doesn't really do stuff like that, but you know, like we started off the this season in Houston, and you know, I was expecting Giannis to really not say anything about the MVP or going up against James Harden or anything like that. And he came out and was like, "Well, you know, he was the MVP 2 years ago. I was the MVP last year, and that's, you know, that's kind of how it goes." And you know, I'm not gonna say he watches his mouth, but he's very careful with his words throughout, you know, just about any topic and kind of anything that you could ask him. But with Harden, he does not. I don't think he appreciated James Harden's. And I mean, it was like a full-on media tour.
Right.
Like a month straight twice a week, you would hear a new interview, a new story that James Harden did with somebody saying that he was the MVP, and that did not rub Giannis the right way. Like that pissed him off. So that's where we're at.
You know, I this interview, very Giannis heavy, and I want to get into Giannis too, but I think one thing that really impressed me about Giannis, and I don't really think we can say enough good things about him, I love the way he handles himself. You know, the guy's still in his 20s. He handles himself so well. You know, he talks about his teammates and talks about how he still wants to get better and that he's not there yet. You know, I don't know if it's just lip service, and I hope he really believes what he says, but every time that guy comes out, and even when he lost last year against Toronto, I just think he handles him, the way he carries himself and handles himself so when he's not on the court, I don't think that gets talked about enough.
Yeah, he's really impressive. I just think that's kind of how it is. And I don't think there's anything fake about it. Every conversation I've ever had with him has been a genuine one. That's just kind of who Giannis is and what he's about. So I don't think you have to have any concerns about whether or not he actually means the thing that he says, mm-hmm. because he definitely does. That is who he is. That's what he believes in. And it is, it's just truly impressive. And, you know, like All-Star Weekend's always a fun one, just to, you know, talk with people. And it was kind of funny during the second quarter. There's the sequence where there's a ball going on a bounce near, Team Giannis bench, and Giannis flies out of bounds and saves it and ends up saving it to the other team. And then it turns into a turnover. He gets a dunk. And, you know, like so I'm sitting in a row of writers from The Athletic, and a bunch of them just like look at me and like, what's your guy doing? Like, why? He knows it's an All-Star game, right? And I was like, he does. There's no changing him. Like, this is just how he is all the time. Like, he's going to take maybe turn it down just a little bit, but if he can make a play, he's going to try to make a play, and that's who he is. And they're just like, well, when's he going to, like, chill out? And I was like, well, this is his fourth All-Star game. If he was going to chill out, I think he would have already done it. So that's just not going to happen. That's just not who he is. And he just remains wildly impulsive. Like, it was kind of fun to see all those writers just be like, man, like your guy is that. There's just not many guys like him. There's no one else really out there. And, you know, to start that game, it was him and Kawhi Leonard that were pretty much playing, and everybody else was taking plays off. And I think it just speaks to Giannis and kind of what he's about.
Eric, enjoy the next couple of days off before you get back to work. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's Eric Name. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit Great Midwest Bank today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.